Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your open line phone calls. D is in Detroit. Hi, D.
DK, Gabe, what's going on, guy?
Hey, man. Sir?
Hey, man, help me out, bro. I'm confused. I'm very confused.
All right.
See, like, I'm always confused when I call you guys. But, hey, we're talking Pistons real quick.
Okay.
Now, it's a hot rumor about Jeremy Grant being on the market. I understand that contract. You know, we might be able to get a nice haul for him. But why in the world would the Pistons even think about trading Diallo? Me and my brother got into a heated discussion 2 nights ago about it. Why would you want to get rid of a guy that's 23 years old, a defensive stopper, good rebounder, good slasher, all that good stuff? Yeah, he don't shoot the outside shot too consistent, but why would you want to trade a guy like that and not build around him, Cade and Sadiq Bey? Is it me?
Well, I'm not sure that they do want to trade him. Anything that I've seen with Hamidou Diallo included in a trade offer, it looks to me like he's included to balance out salaries and that they're willing to give up him in order to get, you know, hopefully more down the road. I don't want to trade Hamidou Diallo.
DK, that's what I'm saying, because everybody talking about the big three. We can have our own big three, a very young big three core, like I say, with Sadiq Bey, Cade, and Diallo. And let's roll with that. Let's get some size in here, bro. That's what we're lacking. We need some size, some rim protectors. And I feel like we can do it. But, bro, I hope Troy Weaver don't do this, man. Kind of like this hard to find, DK. You know.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about Hamidou Diallo, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody. I feel like Hamidou Diallo is an elite, all caps, elite athlete who's still learning how to play basketball.
Thank you, DK. And like I say, we got Josh Jackson. I love Josh. But them two guys are pretty much the same type player. But like I say, Diallo put a lot more emphasis on defense, and he's a damn good rebounder, DK. I don't know if you've been seeing him, but he's a leading rebounder, bro.
He's been great, and he's had his best 2 months as a Piston the last 2 months.
I love the idea of having a big three, but I think if you have a big three, one of them has to be a superstar. And right now, I don't think any of those guys are superstars. Cade Cunningham has the opportunity to perhaps be one. But they've got to, you know, if he isn't, they need somebody else to be. Or if he is, then somebody else has to play to that level also. It's just, otherwise you're not really competing.
You know, I like his passion for the call, but if Diallo is part of your big three, you're in huge trouble. I'm sorry, man. You're in huge trouble.
But I'm not wrong. And, I mean, Diallo can be a useful player on
a
good team.
You said it right there. Useful player on a good team, not your big three. I'm not trying to disrespect Diallo because I like his athleticism. He's got some upside, but there's no way he can be part of your big three and you can compete. It's just not going to happen. You can't wait around for these guys. You need a superstar. I think Cade can be that superstar, and then you need two more all-star players.
If you, I think he can be a starter on a good team.
Sure.
But
what does that really mean?
I mean, big three.
Bruce Brown was a starter with the Nets, you know?
But let me back starter's up. Minutes is really what matters. Being a starter doesn't matter. What matters is, is he a guy that on a good team gets 30 minutes a night?
Let's also talk about the term big three. Big three is when you have, what, three of the top 25 players in the league? Three of the top 30 players in the league?
Two potential, if not all-stars, and a superstar.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't think Hamadou Diallo is likely ever going to be that.
Exactly.
But can he be a top 100 player in the league?
Sure, but yeah. But I will worry about those guys later. Those guys are a dime a dozen almost. You can find other guys like Diallo. A couple dozen. But yeah, can Sadiq Bey be an all-star ever? I don't know, man. He had a pretty bad game last night. Jeremy Grant, he's...
Nobody played well last night.
No, nobody. Well, Isaiah Stewart played well, and McGruder did at the end.
Those two, but their top three scorers were combined horrible. 11 for 40.
But
it's not good.
If Jeremy Grant's on anyone's big three, he's the third. And teams that are looking for him right now, he's actually going to be the fourth or fifth, okay? So right now, if you're the Pistons, you hope you have Cade, and you got to get two other guys. Sadiq Bey, still a question mark. I'm sorry, Diallo, Jackson, those guys aren't the guys. They could be, like you said, Doug, useful players on a good team, but they're definitely not one of the... Look at the big threes around the league. They don't even stack up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.